Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Kodiak Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KDK and on the OTCQB under the symbol KDKCF. We are chatting again with the president and CEO, Claudia Tornquist. Now, Kodiak Copper is focused at the MPD Copper Gold Porphyry Project in South Central BC. The company is continuing to drill this project and most recently announced some drill results from a new target. Now, we have been talking quite regularly with Claudia because the company has been releasing pretty consistent drill results. These new drill results released May 4th, they're important for a couple reasons. The first reason being this Dillard target. The first two holes drilled at the Dillard target came at the tail end of that last drill program. And both of these drill holes hit significant copper gold mineralization, essentially from surface, and included some high-grade components. Before we get into the actual grades and the actual drill results, Claudia, give us a rundown, a summary of your thoughts on these initial two holes at Dillard, please.
Well, we're very pleased with these initial two drill holes, made a good start. Those are the best holes drilled in the history of the project at Dillard. As you recall, there's some historic drilling, all of it shallow. And we drilled deeper and had, in the longer of the two intercepts, more than half a kilometer of copper mineralization, 556 meters. And as you said, from surface, bedrock surface, and also, very importantly, we are seeing some zones of higher grade mineralization in there, which is important. We know that there is higher grade mineralization at Dillard. And so, yeah, lots more work to do. We will follow up on those initial two maiden drill holes. They are a promising start, and we'll drill many more holes at Dillard this year.
Well, Claudia, it's exciting to see not just the wider zones of mineralization, but also those higher grade intercepts within those. Just remind people on this Dillard target, it's a 2.7 kilometer long soil anomaly. So how big could this be? And it even mentions in the press release, there may be multiple porphyry centers along that trend. So just give us the overall bird's eye view from what is the overall exploration strategy here at the Dillard target.
It is certainly a large target. That's why it is exciting. It's almost three times the size in terms of the surface anomaly as the gate zone, which is already big. So big target. Our exploration model is that we're looking for one or several high-grade porphyry centers in this target. That's what our drilling will be aimed at. And as I said, we will be continuing drilling at the Dillard zone very soon.
So Claudia, with such a big target and just two holes put into it, hitting the porphyry type of mineralization that you're looking for, why didn't you start drilling the Dillard target a little bit earlier?
That's a good question. We had it on our list already last year, but we were so successful at the gate zone and very busy drilling there that we only moved to Dillard late in the year and got to start there. And this year, for sure, we will be drilling more, both actually also at Gate, but Dillard will certainly be a focus of this year's program.
Well, Claudia, in the press release, it mentions possibly a minimum of 10 to 15 further holes in this Dillard zone. And that's going to be complemented by some of the work you're going to be doing with a 3D IP survey. So maybe just speak to us about that strategy, how you're going to use the geophysics in combination with the drilling.
Yes, we will be doing a similar survey, 3D IP, at Dillard, or we are actually just as we speak in the process of doing so. And that's the same survey we did at the Gate Zone last year, and we were very, very pleased with the results because we saw a very close correlation of the high-grade mineralization with a certain geophysical response, high conductivity conductor zones. And it was a very, very powerful, or it is a very powerful drill targeting tool. And so since it worked so well at Gate, the first thing we did literally when we received the results, the geophysical results at Gate, is we commissioned the same survey also over Dillard and over the Mann zones. And this is happening as we speak. And this geophysical data will help us greatly in targeting our drill holes.
Now, Claudia, there were also some drill results from the gate zone. That's the zone that we've been talking a lot about. And the gate zone is now extended to a strike length of known mineralization to 1 kilometer. Take us through these drill results and where else you could be expanding the gate zone.
That's right. We're now at 1 kilometer in north-south strike at the gate zone with these last couple of holes. We are drilling there again since March, and there seems to be still a lot of potential to expand the gate zone further. If you look at the maps and the geophysical anomaly that underlies or coincides with the gate zone, there is certainly still a large area that we haven't drilled yet. In fact, we've only drilled sort of a small corner, the top and the bottom of this sort of curved anomaly, and still a lot of potential for further expansion of the gate zone. And that's also something we're working on as we speak, and more drill holes and drill results to come from the gate zone this year.
Well, Claudia, there's no shortage of targets, that's for sure, because in addition to Dillard and in addition to the gate zone, there's also that new parallel zone that you found that's kind of a lookalike for the gate zone. So will that also be getting some drilling, or will that come later in the year?
That's also very high on our priority list, this lookalike anomaly about 600 meters east of gate. And we're drilling this as we speak, so we'll have results from that zone relatively soon as well. And then, of course, we have other targets like Man, like Prime, and Axe that are also on the list for later in the year. So no shortage of targets, and very important to keep in mind, we're fully funded for all the work we have planned, which is, of course, a great place to be.
Okay, so you've mentioned that 2 rigs still on site. You might be adding a 3rd rig. What's the allocation going to be of these rigs moving forward throughout this year? It sounds like they're going to keep on turning. So where are they going to be turning?
It's always very difficult to say in advance because what we find will drive where we drill. And but for now, we have 2 rigs and we'll likely add another rig in the summer and then drill several of the targets we have. So gate, as I said, is a focus, Dillard, then the near gate lookalike anomaly, Prime, Axe, and Man, all on the list for drilling this year.
Well, Claudia, with so many interesting targets, because down at that Axe property in the south, there's that 15-16 zone that the company's exploration team was pretty excited about. So between gate and Dillard and this new parallel zone that doesn't have a name yet, and the 15-16 zone down in the south at X, is there one that you're more excited about or one that you don't think the market has fully appreciated yet?
That's a good question. I'm personally very excited about Dillard just because of its sheer size. So very keen on getting to work there. And at the end of the day, if we hit on any of those targets or several, I think it will have the potential to really create excitement in the market. That's a real sort of catalyst. And it could see a market response just like we had when we made the initial discovery at Gate. So it's certainly a very exciting year for our company and lots of discovery potential to be unlocked and a very exciting year for our shareholders.
All right, Claudia, we'll wrap it up here, but I will post a link to that news release below this interview so everyone can get a little bit more colored on the Dillard target, those first couple holes, and the expansion of the gate zone already. If anybody has any further questions for Claudia regarding any of the drilling going on at Kodiak Copper, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Claudia, keep us up to date on future news. And full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Kodiak Copper. We're going to follow up as some more drill results keep on coming out this year. So, Claudia, thank you again for your time, and we'll chat again soon.